我们来看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21.
提摩太前书五章二十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
我在神和基督耶稣里基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前祝福你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
Verse 21. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
这个是保罗所写的书信。所以我就是保罗。
This was a letter written by Paul, so I refers to Paul himself.
保罗是谁呢？
Who is Paul?
保罗是就是神所立的使徒。
Paul was an apostle of God.
使徒做什么呢？
What do apostles do?
使徒就是神特别差遣来传福音的，得救的福音。
The apostles were those who were sent by God to preach the gospel of salvation.
是神把他的真理交给使徒。
God gives his truth to the apostles.
使徒就教教当时教会的信徒。
And the apostles then passed that truth to the members of the church at the time.
在那个时候，在这个时候，提摩太前后书的时候，保罗已经快要被殉道了。
During the time of 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul was about to be arrested.
To be killed.
To be killed.
那个时候教会已经发展到一个已经发展到一个规模了一个完全的规模。
At that time, the church had expanded to a complete state.
就是从得救的真理来看。
That is from the perspective of salvation.
那真理已经完全交给使徒了。
The truth had been completely given to the apostles.
那么这那一代的第一代工人将要离开。
And the first generation of holy workers were about to depart.
你就是提摩太。
You here refers to Timothy.
就是下一代的工人。
Refers to the next generation worker.
要接续神所传。
That the next generation worker needs to receive the truth that God has passed on.
你也就是我们。
You refers to you and I.
我们这将在保罗以后的信徒。
All those members who will come after Paul.
所以他说我在神还有天使面前祝福你。
Therefore he says, before God and the angels, I bless you.
最重要的是什么事情？
And what is the most important thing?
遵守我告诉你的一切的话。
That you observe all the things that I have told you.
这里有一句话，遵守。
Here it says to observe.
没有叫我们发明。
It does not tell us to invent.
我没有新的东西了。
There's nothing new.
所有的信徒就是要遵守使徒的教训。
The believers need to observe the teachings that came from the apostles.
以弗所书那里告诉我们教会的根基。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us of the root of the church.
教会是神的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
它是用主耶稣做黄角石。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone.
黄角石就是房屋里面这个圣殿里面最重要的。
The cornerstone is the most important element of the church of God or the house.
教会是从这个点开始出发的。
The church begins from this point.
没有这个床脚石，耶稣基督就没有教会。
Without the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, there is no church.
所以这个房脚石是最重要的。
Therefore, the cornerstone is the most important.
然后在房脚石上面有使徒和先知的根基。
Above that cornerstone are built the foundations of the saints and the apostles.
在主耶稣圣灵的带领之下，将得救的福音启示给使徒。
And with the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of salvation has been revealed to the apostles.
哎, 使徒就来建立教会。
And therefore the apostles established the church.
哎, 所有弟兄姊妹在教会里面就领受这个真理。
And the brothers and sisters in the church received the truth.
哎, 这跟我们得救有直接的关系。
And this has a direct relationship with our salvation.
所以保罗说我祝福你，我就命令你。
Therefore, Paul says, I bless you, or I command you.
哎, 你没有其他的, 我们没有其他的路走,
that there is no other way for us
哎,
to go
你只能遵守神的诫命,
except to observe the teachings from God.
哎, 保罗在加拉太书那里讲得很严肃,
In the book of Galatians, Paul was very stern.
哎, 没有一个人, 啊, 如果有人啊, 传福音跟我第一次传给你们的不一样的, 都要受咒诅。
He says that if anyone preaches a gospel different from what I preach to you, then he will be cursed.
意思说, 保罗所传的福音, 说从神直接启示的,
That is to say that the teachings that Paul preaches came directly from revelation from God.
不能更改,
and it cannot be changed.
包括他自己,
it cannot be changed by even himself.
哎, 天上的天使也不能更改,
even the angels in the heavens cannot change it.
因为真理, 得救真理已经交给保罗了,
because the truth concerning salvation has been passed on to Paul.
连保罗他自己都不能够更改,
so even Paul himself cannot change it.
如果更改了,
anyone who changes it,
那个人要受神的咒诅,
he shall be cursed by God.
哎, 这种的话在新约圣经里面一直提出来,
this kind of saying is continually repeated in the New Testament.
因为我们要了解神的真理是交给使徒的,
we need to understand that the truth of God has been passed on to the apostles.
已经完成了, 2000年前完成了,
2000 years ago, it was already complete.
不可能再听到新的真理。
Therefore, it is impossible for you to hear a new truth.
哎, 如果今天你听到有新的人讲他的真理,
if today you hear of someone talking about a new truth,
跟圣经讲的不合,
and it is not in accordance with the Bible,
哎, 就要受咒诅,
then that person will be cursed.
圣经说不可增加, 不可减少,
the Bible says one cannot add nor subtract from the Bible.
不可修改,
cannot change the Bible.
哎, 这是我们要了解为什么保罗用祝福这句话。
This is the reason why Paul uses the word bless.
哎,他不要年轻的,
I charge.
年轻的传道人再去发明新的真理。
He says, I charge you because he does not want the young workers to invent new truth.
所以我们今天读圣经要很清楚。
Therefore, today when we read the Bible, we must be clear.
我们不是在发现新的东西。
We need to know that we're not discovering new things.
这些都已经都在里面了。
Because everything is contained within it already.
启示我们去明白这里面的东西。
And God only reveals to us so that we can understand what has been recorded in the Bible.
我们要求神的启示。
We need to ask God for his revelation.
才能够明白使徒所记载的东西。
That way we can understand the things that have been recorded by the apostles.
这是一个很清楚的教训。
This is a very clear teaching.
哎, 如果我们明白这个,
if we understand this,
哎, 我们再来看约翰一书第四章,
then we can read 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第六节,
1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节,
1 John 4 6.
哎, 四章的第六节,
1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
我们是属神的, 认识神的就听从我们, 不属神的就不听从我们, 从此我们可以认出真理的灵和妄谬的灵。
Verse 6, we are of God, he who knows God hears us, he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
哎, 我们是指使徒,
we refer to the apostles.
哎, 使徒有神的权柄,
the apostles have the authority of God.
因为他领受了神的真理,
because they have received the truth from God.
哎, 神给他责任要去传这个真理,
God has given them responsibility to preach the truth.
使徒知道很清楚他是属神的,
the apostles know that they belong to God.
因为他是属神,
and because they belong to God,
所以他讲的话是属神的话,
so the words that they speak are words that belong to God.
听到使徒所讲的,
and those who hear the words of the apostles,
能够明白的,
those who can understand,
哎, 就是属神的,
those belong to God.
哎, 反过来讲,
on the other hand,
如果不属神的,
if one does not belong to God,
他就不听从使徒讲的话,
he will not listen to the words of the apostles.
哎, 这是很主观的啦,
this is very clear,
very subjective.
Very subjective.
哎, 第六章, 第六节很难解释的,
Verse 6 is difficult to interpret.
每一个人都可以讲他是属神的。
Because anyone can say that he belongs to God.
但是这里讲的是使使徒，不是讲任何的人。
Yet over here we refer to the apostles, not just to anyone.
不是你，也不是我。
It is not referring to you or I.
是讲使徒。
It is referring to the apostles.
使徒所传的真理。
The truth preached by the apostles.
如果人听了使徒的真理。
If a person hears the truth that has been preached by the apostles.
他就是属神的。
Then he belongs to God.
他如果不听使徒的真理,
if he does not hear that truth,
他就不是属神的,
then he does not belong to God.
属神的就是有真理的灵,
those who belong to God have the spirit of truth.
什么是真理的圣, 的灵就是圣灵,
and the spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit himself.
因为圣灵使我们明白而听从神, 使徒所讲的教训,
because the Holy Spirit allows us to hear and understand the teachings that come from the apostles.
如果不听从使徒的教训,
if we do not listen to the apostles' teachings,
约翰说那是妄谬的, 谬妄的灵,
then John says that the ones who do not hear the truth of the apostles, they have the spirit of error.
啊, 错误的灵啊,
the spirit of error.
这个很清楚啊,
this is very clear.
使徒的教训非常的重要,
the teachings of the apostles are very important.
啊, 我们来看提摩太前后书。
Let's turn back to 1 and 2 Timothy.
我们从那当中啊提出一些保罗所讲的祝福啊。
We will from 1 and 2 Timothy mention Paul's charge concerning us.
他告诉提摩太要做什么。
He tells Timothy what to do.
应该做的事情。
He tells Timothy what he should do.
应该追求的事情。
The things that he should pursue after.
应该传的事情。
The things that Timothy should preach.
应该要守的事情。
The things that Timothy need to observe.
那我们下午再来讲。
This afternoon we will talk about.
保罗告诉提摩太应该弃绝的事情。
The things that Timothy should put away.
就逃避的事情。
The things that Timothy should run away from.
这事情讲得很清楚。
The things that Paul talks about are very clear.
所以我们今天也要这样子。
And so today we need to do the same.
什么叫做应该做的事情呢？
What does it mean, the things that we ought to do?
应该传的事情呢？
What are the things that we need to preach?
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们先看提摩太前书第一章好了。
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
得救的福音。
The gospel of salvation
是我们应当传的事情。
Is what we should, what we ought to preach.
是我们信仰的根基。
It is the foundation of our faith.
一章十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
十五节到十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，十六节。
Verse 16.
然而我蒙了灵敏，是因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他的人得永生做榜样。第十七节。
Verse 17.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。保罗命令提摩太应当做的事情是什么？
What does Paul command Timothy to do?
应当传的事情是什么？
What is it that he needs to preach?
第一句。
First,
基督耶稣来到这个世界。
That Christ Jesus came into this world.
我们那个降世啊，不要把它想作是生出来了。
When we talk about Jesus coming into the world, we should not think that he is being born into the world.
因为神没有生日。
Because there is no birthday for God.
他是借着玛利亚的身体到了这个世界。
It was through the body of Mary that God came into this world.
圣灵怀孕使他到了这个世界来。
It was the Holy Spirit who conceived in Mary so that Christ would come into this world.
所以英文会说来到这个世界。
So in English here it says Jesus came into the world.
为什么？
For what reason?
他要拯救罪人。
To save sinners.
这个是我们所信的。
This is what we believe in.
只要我们是罪人。
As long as we are sinners.
只要我们承认我们在神的面前有罪。
As long as we admit that before God we have sinned.
我们来到主耶稣的面前求怜悯。
And we come before Christ and ask for mercy.
我们悔改
we repent,
我们认罪
we admit our fault,
我们立志照他的话去做
we make determination to do according to his
这种人神就要来拯救
then he will save us
主耶稣还没出生以前
before Jesus was born
天使就告诉他的爸爸讲
an angel appeared to his father saying
你的未婚妻要生一个儿子
that your future wife will give birth to a son
叫耶稣
his name shall be called Jesus
他来做什么
And what he will do when he comes.
世界上拯救那些认罪悔改属神的人。
He will come into this world to save those who admit of their wrongdoing, repent, and those who belong to God.
我们就被拯救，就属神的了。
In such a way, we have been saved, and now we belong to God.
这是可信的，可佩服的。
This is what we should believe in. This is what. What we believe in.
What's trustworthy.
What is trustworthy.
这个就是我们绝对要相信的。
This is what we need to absolutely believe.
绝对不能更改。
This is what we absolutely cannot
change. 而且要经常的加强。
And moreover, we need to strengthen our belief in this.
教会的重心的传福音就是这个。
The center of the evangelical work of the church is this.
任何的信息，任何的教会活动不能够超过这个信息。
Any message from the church or any activity from the church cannot supersede this message.
因为这是我们应当传的。
Because this is what we ought to preach.
我们应当把它高举出来的。
This is what we must raise up.
如果把它减低了。
If we lower the status of this message.
表面上是好像在传这个。
Then on the surface we may be preaching.
但是你教会里面你的做的事情不是在传这个。
For example, if on the surface it seems like we're preaching this message, but in the church what we do is not preaching this message.
我们在做别的东西。
Now we're busy doing other things.
挂着这个名字。
Even though we hold on to this name.
这个不是政治，真是保罗的信息。
Then this was not doing according to the message of Paul.
不是使徒得到的教训。
It is not doing according to the teachings that the apostles received.
没有一个教会所做的能够超过这个基督耶稣拯救罪人。
Because nothing that the church does can supersede the fact that Jesus came into this world to save sinners.
不管我们做了什么活动。
No matter what activity we do.
最后的结论就是这个。
The conclusion is this.
耶稣救我们罪人。
That Jesus Christ comes to save us sinners.
我们一定要完全的了解。
We need to understand this completely.
我们可以在教会做很多的活动。
We can do many activities in the church.
自以为是崇拜。
And thinking that we are worshiping.
但是离了这个原则。
But we may have departed from this principle.
那我们就没有了。
And if we leave this principle, then
我们就空掉了。
What we do is empty.
我们所做的是空的。
What we do will be in vain.
你是浪费很多时间。
We will be wasting our time.
保罗在这里讲得很严肃。
What Paul says here is very stern.
保罗用他自己做例子。
Paul uses himself as example.
我是一个罪人中的罪魁。
He says, I am the chief sinner.
因为我当时是带兵去抓基督徒，把他下到监牢的。
Because in the past, he brought soldiers to arrest Christians to imprison them.
甚至有时候把他们杀死。
Even at times killing them.
我这种人啊，
he says, he himself.
不可能得救的。
It is impossible for him to be saved.
罪人中的罪魁。
Because of all the sinners, he is the chief.
但是主耶稣怜悯我。
Yet Jesus had mercy on him.
我们要了解他写这个提摩太前书的时候，已经年纪很大了。
We have to understand that while he was writing the book of 1 Timothy, he was already old in age.
他传的福音传了三四十年了。
He had preached for 30 or 40 years.
他写了很多的新约的圣经了。
He had written many books in the New Testament.
他还讲这句话。
Yet he still says this.
很多人都忘记了。
Many people forget this.
哎呀，那是我过去的事啊。
Many people forget their past.
我不再谈了。
They say this was in the past. I no longer want to talk about this.
保罗年纪越大。
But as Paul grew older,
保罗做的工作越多。
The more work that Paul did,
得到的真理越多。
The more truth he received,
他越提他是罪魁。
The more he mentions the fact that he is the chief sinner.
为什么？
Why?
因为他要大家明白。
Because he wants everyone to understand.
耶稣基督拯救罪人是绝对最重要的。
That the fact that Jesus comes to save sinners is the most important fact.
他到死了还要谈这个。
Even till his death, he still wants to talk about this.
他谈这个是等于对他自己面子不太好啊。
When he talks about this, it is not very good for his own image.
哎呀，这个那么有名的传道人， 过去是这样子的破坏基督徒。
People may say, such a famous minister of the church, how he was such a sinner in the past.
为什么他要这样讲？
But why does Paul still say this?
因为这是最重要的信息。
Because this is still the most important message.
自己的面子是没有用的。
His own image, his own reputation is useless.
不要顾虑到那么多。
He did not care about it.
要顾虑到神所重视的是什么？
Instead, he cared about what God cared about.
我想保罗一直要提这个问题呀。
I believe the reason why Paul continues to mention this.
我们今天在教会里面服侍神。今天我们在教会里面服侍神。
Today, when we serve God in the church,
我们要明白这个真理。
We need to understand this truth.
我们是属神的工人。
That we belong, we are workers who belong to God.
是传神的东西。
We preach the things of God.
不是在保护自己呀。
We're not just protecting our own image.
那是错误的。
That is false.
我们要好好的思想。
We need to think clearly about this.
我们教会所决定的。
The decisions we make in the church.
是为了主耶稣。
Are for the sake of Jesus Christ, not for the sake of individuals.
我们要了解这个问题。
We need to understand this.
你看保罗怎么讲？
Look at what Paul says.
他已经要被人家处死了。
He is about to be killed by others.
他还这样讲。
He still says this.
因为为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
Because on me, the sinner, Jesus is to reveal. His patience.
耶稣基督对罪人是极端的忍耐。
To reveal how Jesus Christ has patience, has so much patience for the sinners.
不管人家怎么骂耶稣。
No matter how people criticize Jesus.
怎么笑耶稣。
How they mocked him.
怎么不明白耶稣。
No matter how they misunderstood him.
虽然信选民啊，听了很多的道理。
Even though the chosen people had heard many truths,
信徒也听了很多的道理。
The members received many truths.
还是下去做犯罪。
And yet they still continue to sin.
神没有马上处罚。
But God did not deal with them immediately.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神要显示他的忍耐啊。
Because God is to reveal His patience.
神要在保罗身上让人家了解神的忍耐。
Through Paul, God reveals.How he has patience on the sinners.
看到保罗，
when we see Paul,
神怜悯他，
we see how God had mercy on him.
他是一个罪魁，
how he is the chief of sinners.
很多人就相信了耶稣基督了。
Because of that, many people believe.
像那这么坏的人，神都赦免他。
We see how great a sinner he was, but God still forgave him.
我当然也会被赦免啊。
Then of course I will also be forgiven.
求神让我们也能够明白这个道理啊。
We ask God to.Let us understand this teaching.
而且求神让我们有这个心啊。
We also ask God to let us have this heart.
看到人家悔改啊。
To see when other people repent.
真正的悔改。
When we see other people truly repent.
我们应该有像主耶稣的心啊。
We also need to have the heart of Jesus.
不要再踩他一脚。
We should no longer try to push them down.
这是保罗的信息。
This is the message of Paul.
他说：“但愿这个荣耀尊贵归于那不能朽坏、不能看见的永世的君王。”
He says, "To the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever."
他是独一的真神。
He is, the only God.
这就是独一神观啊。
This is, the concept of one true God.
神是唯一的。
That God is a God is alone.
他特别把这个独一拿出来。
Paul specifically talks about how God is the only one.
我们的神只有一位啊。
We only have one God.
独一的一位啊。
He is the only God.
没有其他的神啊。
There's no other God.
他是不能够看见的。
He is invisible.
他是灵啊。
He is spirit.
他不会坏的。
He will not go corrupt.
我们人都会坏啊。
People will become corrupt.
越来越都坏掉。
Our bodies become corrupt.
慢慢最后老了就整个都坏掉了。
And as we become older, eventually our bodies perish, we die.
神不会坏的。
But God does not corrupt.
永远不会坏的。
He will never corrupt.
他是永远的君王。
He is the eternal king.
哪里有一个王做永远的呢？
Which king is there that is king forever?
这个就是我们所传的。
This is what we preach.
不能够更改。
We cannot change this.
如果有一个人说你要有两个神，
if a person says there are two gods,
或者三个神，
three gods,
或者四个神，
four,
或者很多神，
or many gods,
还有神还有阶级，
or different levels of gods,
神还有儿子，
different sons of gods,
神还可以结婚谈恋爱，
the marriage or relationships of God,
那个是人想的，
then those are from the imagination of man.
这个神是有一位啊，
because God is only one.
哎，这是我们所信的。
This is what we believe in.
我们所传的。
What we preach.
哎，不要被摇动了。
We should not be shaken.
哎，这是保罗祝福提摩太。
This is how Paul charged Timothy.
哎，把我们的信仰传承给下一代。
To preach our truth, our gospel to the next generation.
我们看二章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 7.
传到提摩太前书二章七节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 7.
我就是保罗，为此奉派做传道，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言啊！保罗他不客气讲他自己的身份。
Here, Paul was not hesitant to talk about his own position.
哎，我们有时候又大概是传统啊，不好意思讲自己是谁啊。
Sometimes we perhaps out of tradition are embarrassed to talk about who we are.
我是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
我是基督徒。
We are Christian.
我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
We are members of the True Jesus Church.
勇敢讲出来。
We should be able to say this courageously. 如果我们
明白我是谁。
If we realize who we are.
保罗写书信都说我就是属耶稣的派的使徒。
When Paul writes a letter, he says, I am a preacher appointed by God.
他绝对不更改的。
He will never change this.
有人怀疑保罗是使徒。
There are some people who question whether or not Paul was an apostle.
他就告诉他们，我是真的使徒啊。
But he told them, I am a true apostle.
一点、两点、三点、四点、五点，你就证明我就是使徒啊。
And points 1 to 5, or 1 to 6, they prove the fact that I am a true apostle.
使徒做什么？
What do apostles do?
这里讲啊。
Here it says.
他教导信徒相信，学习真道。
Teach the truth. To the believers and to the Gentiles.
然后学习呀、啊，叫他们学习 ，to learn.
To teach them so that they can learn.
哎，学习，然后要相信啊。
So that they can learn and believe.
哎，我们教会做什么
？What does our church do?
要教人家得救的真理。
We need to teach people the truth concerning salvation.
让他们能够学习明白。
So that they can learn it and understand.
你教啊，他不一定明白的。
If you teach them, they may not understand.
所以你要好好的教导他，让他明白真理。
So we need to teach them well so that they can understand the truth.
哎，然后使他从心里面有信这个真理的心啊。
And then from their heart, they will believe in this truth.
这就是我们做的啊。
This is what we do.
我们只有做这事情，难道还要说我没有做这个事情吗？不必要客气的。
Since this is what we do, should we deny it and say that we don't do this?
除非我们没有真理呀、啊。
We don't need to unless we do not have the truth.
除非你跟我说我不知道真理是什么。
Unless you say I do not know the truth.
我既然知道真理
，But since I do know the truth,
那我就求神加添我力量，我就把它讲清楚。
I asked God to give me strength so that I can speak it clearly.
哎，让对方能够明白。
So that other people can understand.
我们求主耶稣让他不但明白，而且会相信。
Not only understand, but we ask God to help them believe.
哎，这个就是保罗祝福提摩太所做的。
This is what Paul charged Timothy to do.
哎，我们今天在做什么
？What do we do today?
我们是不是在做这些
？Are we doing these things?
还是做别的东西
？Or are we doing other things?
哎，那就不好了。
If we are, then that is not good.
到底我们在做什么？
What are we doing?
我们有没有做教人家基督耶稣拯救罪人呢
？Do we teach other people that Jesus Christ saves the sinners?
我们所拜的神是独一的真神呢
？The God whom we worship, He is the only true God.
别人明白吗
？Do other people understand?
别人相信吗
？Do they believe?
哎，这是值得我们去思考的。
This is what we should think about.
把我们的注意力注意在这里。
We should focus our attention here.
不要注意在别的其他的东西上。
Not on other things.
再来。
Next.
哎，保罗要他们明白，进一步的明白。
Paul further wants them to understand
神的道
，that the words of God，
神的诫命
，the commission of God，
神的命令
，the commandment of God。
哎，总纲是爱。
That the summary of these things is love。
我们看看第一章啊，第一章啊，那么提摩太前书一章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
那么提摩太前书的第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
但命令的总纲就是爱这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心和无畏的信心发出生出来的
Verse 5 Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart from a good conscience and from sincere faith
为什么保罗要这样讲
Why did Paul say this?
为什么想保罗的道理，神的道理是的那个根底啊，是爱呢？
Why does Paul say that the purpose of the commandment of God is love?
因为保罗知道
Because
得到启示。
Paul knows and he has been revealed.
如果我们把神的道理
to know that,
如果我们把神的道理啊当做一个规条的话
，If we treat the teachings, the words of God as rules,
好像我们大人对小孩子说，你吃饭前要洗手。
Just like us as adults telling kids, saying, before you eat, you need to wash your hands.
你坐着要坐好。
When you're sitting down, you need to sit down.
一条一条把它规定起来。
If we treat them as individual rules,
那样子的信徒永远长不大。
Then believers will never grow.
信徒要从心里面发出来，自甘情愿的遵守神的道理才有用嘛。
Believers need to, from their hearts, sincerely. Want to hold on to the commandments of God.
要有这样子的信徒啊，从心里面发出来，真正能够遵守神的道理的信徒，只有一个方法。
And the only way to have believers be able to sincerely from their heart want to obey the commandments
是从基督的爱出来的。
Is the love of God.
是主耶稣钉在十字架上。
The love of Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross.
我们感恩啊，感谢神的恩典。
Because we thank the Lord for His grace.
他拯救我。
Because He saved us.
所以我今天成为神的儿子。
Therefore, today we become the children of God.
所以我甘心情愿的遵守神的诫命。
That is why we are willing and sincerely. We obey the commandments of God.
如果不是从这里的出发点
，If this is not our motivation,
你的信就是变成规条的信。
Then our belief becomes a belief of rules and regulations.
像旧约的犹太人一样
，Just like the Jews in the Old Testament.
他们觉得我只要守100条，我就是上天堂。
They felt that if they can hold on to these 100 regulations, then they will enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们进不去的。
But they could not.
保罗说他们进不去啊。
Paul says they could not.
主耶稣也讲他们进不去的。
Jesus says they cannot.
因为那不是从心里面做出来的。
Because they did not do from their heart.
他是这表面做出来。
They did superficially.
结果造成很多的假冒为善的人。
As a result, there are many hypocrites.
所以要从爱做起。
Therefore, we need to start from love.
这个爱就是基督在十字架上的爱。
And this love is love of Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross.
他继续讲下去。
He further says,
第一个那个爱是清洁的心
that the first love is from a pure heart.
清洁就是单一的心啊，单一的心 ，simple heart.
A pure heart is a simple heart.
专心啊
one that is focused.
爱神就是专心啊
that to focus on loving God.
你不要说我爱神90%，还有爱自己10%。
We cannot say that we love God 90% and love ourselves
10%. 我考虑这件事情90%是从神的话10%从我的话。
When I make a decision, I make a decision based 90% on the words of God and 10% on my own.
100%.
No, instead 100%.
没有其他的因素了。
That there is no other influence.
这叫做清洁的心。
That is a pure heart.
圣经里面讲就是没有诡诈。
The Bible says a pure heart is one that does not deceive.
诡诈就是人的心。
Because a heart of deceit is the heart of man.
你想的就是跟神不一样。
A heart of deceit thinks differently from God.
我们要学习从圣灵来得到那个单一的心。
We need to learn to be able to receive a pure heart from the Holy Spirit.
再来一个无愧的良心。
Next, a good conscience.
良心。是神赐给我们的。
Our conscience has been given to us by God.
所以我们有时候做某些事情，我觉得不太舒服。
That's why sometimes when we do certain things, we feel uncomfortable.
尤其我们有圣灵的人。
Especially those who have the Holy Spirit.
除非你不被圣灵充满。
Unless you are not filled by the Holy Spirit.
你做了一些不合圣经的事情。
If you do something that is not in accordance with the Bible,
圣灵一定会责备你的。
Then the Bible will rebuke you.
你会觉得不舒服的。
You will feel uncomfortable.
那样子就有亏欠了。
And that way you feel ashamed.
Short of God's glory.
Feel that you have fallen short of God's glory.
那你自己就会觉得不太好。
And you will feel not well.
所以这个是爱有这样子，从这种的根基出来的。
So love comes from these roots.
再来就无为的信心。
Next is a sincere faith.
信心还有假的吗？
Is there an unsincere faith?
有啊。
There is.
有不完全的信心啊。
There's incomplete faith.
还有那个完全假的信心。
There's also completely false faith.
保罗那时候就有了。
At that time, at Paul's time, there were people who had that kind of faith.
保罗说有的人爱神啊，是假的。
Paul said that some people believed in God falsely.
有的是真的。
Some truthfully.
腓立比书第一章。
And Philippians chapter 1.
所以有很多不同的心啊。
Paul says that there are many kinds of heart.
这里在告诉我们什么一件事情？
What does this tell us?
我们要遵守神的吩咐。
We need to obey the commandments of God.
要从心出来。
From our heart.
主耶稣说。主耶稣这样说。
Jesus says.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
你要敬拜他，要从心还有真理来敬拜他。
And his spirit, his worshippers must worship him in spirit and truth.
这是我们所要传的。
This is what we need to preach.
这是我们所要守的。
This is what we need to hold on to.
除了神给我们的道理。
Aside from the teachings that God has given us. 我们的心要去配合。We also need to have the correct heart to accompany that truth.
有道理，有神的道，又有我们的心。所以这样子的才有果效。
With the truth of God and with the correct heart, we will be able to accomplish what Paul is telling us here.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
十一节。
Verse 11.
再下来就说，但你这个属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义。敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔，十二节。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人已经面前已经做了那美好的见证。好，属神的人。
Those who belong to God。
当然，他这里是指提摩太。
Of course, here he refers to Timothy。
当然是指我们呐。
He also refers to us。
要逃避一些事情。
We need to flee from certain things.
就前面所讲的。
Those things were mentioned.
我们今天下午再来讲。
This afternoon we will further talk.
但是我们要追求什么？
But what should we pursue after?
公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
这些是什么？
What are these things?
神的品性。
They are the nature of God.
神的性情。
The virtues of God.
神的性情。是要去追求的。
We need to pursue after the virtues of God.
我们受洗了以后，
after being baptized,
我们的罪被赦掉，
our sins have been washed away.
没有罪，
we are sinless.
但是我们要追求神的性性情在我里面。
But we need to pursue after the nature of God in us.
那怎么做呢？
How do we do that?
我们人怎么去有办法去做？
How do we as men do that?
不可能的。
It is impossible.
因为我是人呐。
Because we are men.
我有人的情欲。
We have the desires of man.
只有一个方法。
So there's only one way.
顺从圣灵。
Through obeying the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会结出他的果子出来。
By doing so, the Holy Spirit will bear fruit.
加拉太书第五章那里讲圣灵的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
就跟这个一样。
They are the same as these.
仁爱、喜乐、和平啊，温柔，这些等等一样的。
They are love, peace, patience, gentleness.
那个是要追求的。
We need to pursue after these.
圣经讲就是圣灵的更新。
The Bible says that these are the foundations of the Holy Spirit.
Renew
of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的更新不会给我们的啦，不会是自己掉下来的。
The renewal of the Holy Spirit will not happen to us automatically.
我们罪被洗掉是主耶稣给我们恩典白白称义啊。
When our sins are washed away, it is freely given to us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
但是圣灵，我们要神的性情啊，你要追求啊。
But to pursue after the nature of God, we need to have the nature of God, we need to pursue it.
你要靠着圣灵啊。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
你这个人不靠圣灵追求。
If a person does not rely on the Holy Spirit to pursue after this,
他永远没有不会有神的性情。
He will never have the nature of God.
因为那不是我们自然有的。
Because that is not something that we naturally have.
人里面是罪啊。
Because in man is sin.
那个会引导我们犯罪，不会引导我们到神那里去的。
It will only lead us to do bad things. It will not lead us to God.
所以你如果看到，如果假如了哈，你看到有些信徒信很久没有好的行为，不要惊讶。
So if you see a member believing for a long time but still does not have good behavior, do not be surprised.
因为他没有追求啊。
It is because he does not pursue.
他没有追求，他永远不会有。
He does not pursue after the nature of God, so he will never have the nature of God.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第一章第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他就是神啊， 神已将又宝贵又极大的应许，宝贵又极大应许就是圣灵了，赐给我们，叫我们既然脱离这世上，从世上既脱离从世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Here he says, by which have been given us to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that is referring to the Holy Spirit, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
神知道我们不可能有神的性情。
God knows that it is impossible for us to attain his divine nature.
所以就是圣灵给我们了。
Therefore, he gives us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是帮助者。
And the Holy Spirit is the helper.
不是只有帮助我们遇到困难的时候，才要脱离困难呐。
He does not simply help us when we are in difficulty to deliver us from difficulty.
最重要是什么？
But more importantly,
能够除掉情欲的败坏。
To escape from the corruption of lust.
然后进到神的性情里面有份呐。
And be partakers of the divine nature of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们有圣灵啊，
brothers and sisters,
我们要了解啊。
Brothers and sisters, since we have the Holy Spirit, we need to understand.
圣灵最大的功用是圣灵的更新啊。
That the greatest usefulness of the Holy Spirit is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们没有被更新呢？
If we have not been renewed.
受洗的以后还是跟以前一样。
That after baptism, we are still the same as the past.
你想这样你会进天国吗？
Then do you think you will enter the kingdom of heaven?
你没有神的性情怎么进天国？
If you do not have the divine nature of God, how will you enter the kingdom of heaven?
没有神的性情，你就不喜欢神的事啊。
If you do not have the divine nature of God, you will not like the things of God.
你就不喜欢聚会。
You will not like worship services.
聚会时间你就不想真正在听。
You will not want to listen to the sermon during worship services.
我们看到神的话就引不起兴趣来。
When we read the words of God, we will not be interested.
我讲这个不是在责备任何人啊。
When I say this, I am not criticizing anyone.
这是给我们一个警告的信号。
Instead, this is a message of warning to us.
如果我们坐在这里，
if we sit here,
没有办法想到神的话，
and we cannot think about the words of God,
那就是一个很可怕的警告啊。
That is a very scary warning to us.
因为很可能我的心不喜欢听神的话。
Because perhaps our hearts do not want to listen to the word of God.
听到神的话就想睡觉。
Perhaps when we hear the words of God, we want to sleep.
你知道这是什么问题吗？
Do you know what problem that is?
这不是你身体的问题啊。
That is not a problem with your
health. 这是你心的问题啊。
That is a problem.
我们心的问题啊。
With your heart.
因为什么？
Why?
因为我们将来到天国去啊。
Because in the future, when we go to the kingdom of heaven,
我们每天都聚会啊。
We will have service every day.
我们每个时候都聚会啊。
We will have service all the time.
现在在地面上就不想聚会，你想到天上你想聚会吗？
If you do not want to attend service now while we're in the world, do you think you will want to attend service in the future when we're in heaven?
你现在都不想感谢神、赞美神。
If you do not want to thank God and praise Him now,
你到天国会感谢神、赞美神。
Will you thank and praise God in heaven?
你不想去那个地方的。
You will not even want to go there.
因为那个地方不适合我们。
Because that place will not be suitable for you.
所以我们要追求神啊。
Therefore, you need to pursue after God.
神的性情在我里面，
to have the nature of God in us,
才会跟神的话连在一起。
Then we will be connected with the words of God.
我们再来看提摩太后书。
Let us turn back to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们有了神的话。
Once we have the words of God.
明白神的话。
Once we understand the words of God.
最重要是什么？
What is important for us to do?
二章，第一章啊，罗马提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
是三节，是四节。
Verse 13 to 14.
是三节，是四节。
13 to 14.
一章是三节，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要在基督耶稣里的信心，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。十四节。
14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。保罗讲的 这句话非常的严肃。
When Paul talks about this, he was very stern.
他告诉提摩太。
He told Timothy.
你从我听到的纯正的道理。
You have heard from me the pure truth.
你只要做一件事就好了。
And all you have to do is this.
常常守着。
To hold fast to it.
随时随地要守着。
To hold on to it all the time and anywhere.
最重要的。
Most importantly.
你不必再想什么了，这个守住道理就是最重要的了。
You do not have to think about anything else except to hold on to the word.
除非你不明白神的道理。
Unless you do not understand.
如果你明白神的道理
，But if you do understand,
神只要求一件事
，Then God only has one requirement.
一生一世把它守住。
That is, you hold on to it all the days of your life.
怎么守
？How do you hold on to it?
要用信心爱心来守。
With faith and love.
信心爱是从哪里来？不是我的。
Where does faith and love come from?
在基督耶稣里的。
They are faith and love in Jesus Christ.
哎，这有点抽象哈。
This is a little abstract.
哎，因为真正的信心爱心是从神来的。
Because true faith and love comes from God Himself.
你不要想说我用我的信心，用我的爱心守住。
You should not think that you can use your love and your faith to hold on to the words of God.
人的信心，人的爱心守不住神的道。
The love and faith of man cannot hold on to the truth of God.
只有从神来的爱心、信心才守得到。
Only the faith and love that comes from God can hold on to the words of God.
保罗都他自己这样讲。
Even Paul himself says,
我想做，做不出来啊。
What I will to do, I cannot.
我不想做的恶就做出来了。
What I will not to do, that which I do.
保罗勉励我们。
Paul encourages us.
我们要从神那里得到神的信心，神的爱心。
To receive from God His love and His faith.
才能够把道理守住。
So that we can hold on to the truth.
才能够把教会所传的道理传得正。
So that we can preach correctly, the words of God in the church.
光热心是不够的。
Zeal itself is not enough.
但是要从神来的信心跟爱心。
Instead, we need to have faith and love from God.
这样子的话，我们就也，如果我们又做了什么事，也会比较谦卑了。
In this way, anything that we accomplish, we will still be humble.
我们知道不是我做的。
Because we know that we are not the ones who do it.
不是我的信心。
We know we are not doing it from our own faith.
不是我的好行为。
We know that we cannot accomplish it by our own good works. Instead.Faith comes from God.
神帮助我的好行为。
Instead, God helps us to do good work.
我不应该被称赞。
We should not be praised.
我称赞的是应该耶稣基督。
Praise, should go to God.
这都是连在一起的。
This is all connected.
哎，保罗在告诉提摩太。
Paul is telling Timothy.
要用基督耶稣里的信心、爱心常常守着，才有办法常常守着。
The faith and love that comes from Christ Jesus. Hold on.To hold fast to the truth of God.
所得到的道理。
Secondly, concerning the words that we have received.
14节。
Verse 14.
还要靠圣灵啊，住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。
That we need to, hold on to the teachings that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
我们要了解，不是我的力量啊。
We need to understand that.We cannot rely on our own spirit.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们要求圣灵帮助我守住信仰。
We need to ask the Holy Spirit, to help us hold fast to the faith.
我们要求圣灵帮助我们教会守住信仰。
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help our church hold fast to the faith.
我们大家要明白这个道理呀。
We need to all understand this truth.
保罗在这里告提摩太，你不必去发明什么新的东西。
Here Paul tells Timothy that you do not have to invent anything new.
把所听到的守住就够了。
All you have to do is hold fast to what you have heard.
所以我们要在这里专心呐。
Therefore, we need to concentrate, focus here.
当然要守住道理，要先明白道理啊。
First, of course, we need to understand the truth to hold on to.
我们明白不明白？
Do we understand the truth?
我们真正的明白是信吗？
But after we have understood the truth, do we believe it?
把它当作真正的价值，真正的价值 value.
We have to see it as true value.
所以用这个做基础。
And have this as our foundation.
保罗要年轻的提摩太要这样子来教导他的信徒。
This is how Paul wanted the young Timothy. To teach the members.
提摩太前书啊，也讲到保罗，叫提摩太怎么教导教会的信徒。
First Timothy, Paul also teaches Timothy how to teach the members of the church.
在提摩太前书第二章那里告诉我们。
In First Timothy chapter 2, it tells us.
他说：愿男人啊，愿弟兄啊，不要争论，不要愤怒，要举圣洁的手随处祷告。
He says that.Let the men not quarrel, but raise up holy hands in prayer.
这是针对弟兄啊讲的啦。
This is concerning the brothers.
因为弟兄是男人嘛，比较容易动血气。
because of their weakness, because they're men, they tend to be agitated easier.
哎，不要往那个方向走。
But we should not go in that direction.
我们把我们的精力放在哪里？
Where should we put our focus?
举起圣洁的手，谁处祷告？
To lift up holy hands, to pray.
哎，我们要祷告。
To pray.
求神充圣灵充满我。
To ask the Holy Spirit to fill in us.
神的性情在我里面。
For the divine nature of God to be in us.
哎，然后女人呢？
As for women,
要廉洁自守，廉耻自守。第九节。
They should adorn themselves in modest apparel.
要穿正派的衣服。
To dress in moderation.
哎，十一节。
In verse 11,
要沉静学道。
Let a woman learn in silence.
意味的顺服。
With all submission.
哎，女人啊的。应该努力的地方。
This is what a woman should work on.
男女都应该努力。
Both men and women need to work.
哎，教会的工人也要努力。
The workers of the church also need to work.
长老要怎么样？
What should the elders do?
哎，你要管理自己的家。
They need to take care of their home.
没有指责，行为上没有指责。
And be blameless in action.
执事也是一样。
Same as deacons.
哎，要讲话要做纯正。
Their speech must be blameless.
哎，不好，不要一口两舌。
They should not speak one thing and do another.
固守真理的正道。
They need to hold on to the truth.
要管理自己的家。
To take care of one's own home.
自己的家都管不好，怎么管教会呢？
If one cannot take care of his own house, how will he take care of the church of God?
教在第五章讲到。
In chapter 5, it says,
我们对年纪大的要尊敬。
That we need to honor those who are older.
尤其是那个没有依靠的，没有办法生活依靠的寡妇。
And we also need to honor those widows who cannot sustain their own life.
那特别讲到寡妇，因为当时候生活不容易啊，生活不像今天有社会福利哈。当时的寡妇没有其他的收入。
It especially mentions widows at the time because at that time it was difficult for them to live. They did not have social services that we have today.
一句话就是说，我们要帮助今天生活有问题的人。
But the main point is we need to help those who have difficulty in their life today.
但是这里也要告信徒，告诉信徒。
But here it also tells the members.
家人要照顾自己的亲属啊。
That the family members need to take care of their own family members first.
不照顾自己亲属的人，比不信的人还更不好。
Those who do not take care of their own family members are worse than the non-believers.
这是神的教训啊。
This is the teaching of God.
我们要孝敬尊敬老人啊。
We need to honor the elders.
孝顺父母。
To obey the parents.
如果我们结婚了，两方面我们都要都要尊敬的。
After we are married, we need to take care of, we need to honor our parents on both sides.
如果他们生活有困难，
if they have difficulty in
living, 我们家里的人有责任去先帮助他。
Then we as family members have the responsibility to help them first.
教会帮助那个没有家人帮助的那些人。
And then the church helps those who do not have family members to help them.
我们也要尊敬教会的工人。
We also need to respect the workers of God.
特别为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
因为他们是在最前线打属灵的战争。
Because they are in the front line in the battle of in the spiritual battle.
我们他希望我们能够为他祷告，他能够专心的做神的工。
And they want us to pray for them so that they can focus on doing the work of God.
如果有主人有做仆人的，这关系也是要在主里面。
When there is a master and a servant, there is also a relationship that they need to observe in the Lord.
我们在做神的工的时候
，When we do the work of God,
不要急促。
We should not
rush.
We should not be rushed.
我们看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
第五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
五章的二十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22.
保罗叫提摩太说：“你给人行按手治理，不可急速，不要在别人的罪上有份。”
Paul says,
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前；有些人的罪是随后跟了去的。这二十五节，这样善行也有明显的，也有不明显，也不能已满的啊。这主要是在讲做工的人不要仓促决定。
This passage especially talks about how those who do work should not make decisions hastily.
决定的时候不要多方的考虑。
When they make decisions, they should consider many different things.
哎，人的意见我们要听。
When people have an opinion, we should hear it.
但是决定是根据圣经。
But the decision must be made according to the Bible.
哎，不要情绪化。
Not through emotions.
哎，不要匆忙的做决定。
And not through haste.
哎，我们不太有可把握的，我们可以缓和。
Things that we are not sure about, we can delay our decision.
哎，二十三节，五章二十三节
，Chapter 5, verse 23.
因你的胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。这个意思说要，我们做工的人呐，我们信徒啊，要注意自己的身体健康啊。
Verse 23 is telling us that as workers of God, as members of the church, we need to take care of our health.
这身体是神赐的。
Because our bodies have been given to us by God.
你不能说，就是说我做圣工，那我就不管这个身体了。
You cannot say, I'm just going to do holy work and not care about my body.
所以保罗就告诉提摩太。
That is why Paul tells Timothy.
你自己的身体，你自己知道啊，自己要去照顾自己啊。
You know your own health. You need to take care of yourself.
所以要节制。
To have self-control.
啊，要做。再来，我们看第六提摩太前书第六章。
Next.In 1 Timothy chapter 6,
啊，第六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心上做信徒的榜样。十五节。
Verse 15.
这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进。十六节。啊，第四章哈，第四章。
Chapter 4, verses 12, 15, and 16.
哎，对不起啊。对，提摩太前书第四章的第十二节哈，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上多做信徒的榜样。十五节，这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。十六节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能够救自己，也能够救听你的人。对信工人的榜的勉励啊，要做信徒的榜样。
Concerning the workers, they must be examples to the believers.
所以先谨慎自己。
Therefore, they need to first conduct themselves in the correct way.
哎，十六节哈。
Verse 16.
谨慎自己和自己的教训。
To take heed to yourself and to the doctrine.
当然，很多教训。工人自己也做还没有做到。
Of course, there are many teachings that even the workers themselves cannot do.
但是这里不是在讲这个。
But this is not what it's talking about.
这里是说工人本身要注意自己讲的。
This is saying the workers need to pay attention to what they preach.
自己讲的自己要特别注意。
That they need to especially pay attention to what they preach.
自己的行为是什么要注意。
They need to think about what their own actions are, whether they adhere to the doctrines that they preach.
而且要恒心。
Not only so, but they need to continue doing this.
哎，就是不是说这时候做，下次不做，是一直做下去。
That is to say, not just to do according to them this time and not do it next time, instead to do it continually.
那我们的心跟外面的行为就一致了。
In this way, our actions and our heart will be one.
我们自己会被神得救了。
And we will receive salvation from God.
别人看到我们这样好的榜样也得救了。
Furthermore, when other people see the good example that we are, they will also be saved.
哎，所以这提摩太前后书保罗的祝福啊，保罗不是祝福了啊，保罗的吩咐哈，保罗的命令啊是很重要的。
Therefore, the charge, the commandment, the commands of Paul in 1 and 2 Timothy are very important.
我们要明白所托付的道理。
We need to understand what has been charged to us.
持守到底。
To hold on to the word.
主耶稣说，忍耐到底，必然得救。
Jesus says, if you can have patience and hold on to the end, you will be saved.
因为末世的时候，爱心渐渐冷淡了。
Because in the end days, love will grow lukewarm.
这个爱心是指对主耶稣基督定十字架的爱心。
And this love refers to the love. Of Jesus, the love concerning Jesus Christ crucifying on the cross.
在告诉信徒在末世的时候，会把在主耶稣基督教的爱心转移到别的东西去了。
He is warning us, saying that in the end times, the love that members have concerning Christ being crucified on the cross will be turned away to something else.
哎，我们要持守到底。
But we need to continue to the end.
得到这个道理。
to hold, we
用爱心、信心守住了。
So once we have received this word, we need to hold on to it with faith and love.
靠圣灵追求神的性情。
And through the Holy Spirit, pursue after the divine nature of God.
就会像保罗一样说，打美好的仗。
If we can do all this, then we can say what Paul says, that we have fought the good fight.
有公义的光明为我存留。
And there is a crown of righteousness awaiting us.
弟兄姊妹当中要有正当的在主里面的关系。
That between brothers and sisters, we need to have the right, the correct relationship in Christ.
互相的尊重。
To respect one another.
哎，工人要做榜样。
The workers must set the examples.
哎，信徒听了，看到才会跟从。
So that once the believers have heard the teaching and they see the examples, they will follow.
哎，我们自己被得救。看到我们的，听到我们的，也得救。
If we can do all of this, then we ourselves will be saved, and those who hear us and see us will also be saved.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
378。
Hymn 378.
378，我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Hymn 378 verses the first and last verse.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all last verse.
Lord, worship sweet, we will sing our hymns sweet. Though you are all my sealed in your way, what you says we will do, what we says we will go.
做啊，我们对神的道要相信，而且顺从啊，去遵从。
Concerning the word of God, we need to believe and observe.
马太福音七章二十一节告诉我们
，In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, it tells us.
到那日啊，不是每一个说主啊主啊的可以进天国。
On that day, not everyone who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有一种人可以进天国。
But only one kind of people will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能够进天国。
Only those who do the will of the Father in heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣着重在遵行。
Jesus places emphasis on those who do.
不是只听而已。
Not only those who hear.
不是只明白而已。
Not only those who understand.
不是只有在知识上的明。了解而已。
Not only those who understand the knowledge,
是把它放在心上。
But instead those who put it in their heart,
在日常中中靠圣灵把它行出来。
Those who practice it in their daily life through the Holy Spirit.
求神带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
让我们每一个都能够进天国。
So that we can all enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们祷告说，特别为我们自己，还为教弟兄姊妹啊，教会祷告。
When we pray especially for ourselves as well as for the brothers and sisters and for the church.
那教会在十月份啊，十一月份啊，很多的讲习会。
And the church has many seminars in October and November,
还有很多的开会,
as well as many meetings,
决定明年度的工作,
to decide the holy work of the next year.
我们要求神带领,
we need to ask God to guide us,
我们能够所做的能够按照神的旨意,
so that what we do will be in accordance with the will of God. Let us now pray together.
愿意接受按手的可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands can come to the front. Let us pray together.
听啊。
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
I mean, peace be with you, all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名做报告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I make a few announcements.
也感谢神保守我们一个礼拜的平安。
We thank the Lord for giving us peace through another week.
我们也早上学到了保罗怎么对年轻的提摩太的嘱咐。
This morning we learned about Paul's charge to young Timothy.
那当然也是对我们每一个人的嘱咐。
Of course, it is also a charge to each and every one of us.
我们也可以借机会反省一下，我们到底还离多远呢
？We can take this opportunity to think about how far we are from achieving this.
Yeah, 希望我们能够借着从神来的爱心跟信心。
We hope that we can rely on the faith and love that comes from the Lord.
加上圣灵的帮助。
As well as through the help of the Holy Spirit.
能够明白真理，持守真理。
To understand and to keep the truth.
然后同跑天国路。
Walk on this way towards the kingdom of heaven.
我们下午第一堂课还是请黄执事证道。
This afternoon, our first session will still be led by Deacon Huang.
第二堂课是有诗歌练习跟宣道团契。
And the second session will be